There are millions of podcasts out there, and you've chosen this one. Whether you're a regular or just here on a whim, it's what you have chosen to listen to. With Yotto, your kids can have the same choice. Yotto is a screen-free, ad-free audio player. With hundreds of Yotto cards, there are stories, music, and podcasts like this one, but for kids. Just slot a card into the player and let the adventure begin. Check out YotoPlay.com.
How many times have you wished you could be in two places at once? With Wix, you practically can. Wix's website builder is packed with powerful AI tools to make running your business online easier. Build a full site just by talking with AI. Get an AI agent to manage your sales and marketing. Or work like a 10-person team, even if it's just you. So you don't need superpowers to get everything done. You just need Wix. Try it out for yourself at Wix.com.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now you're very welcome back to Down to Business. I've gone walkabout again this week and I'm in a place I know well. I'm in a building called 51A Dawson Street. It's a place I used to have a shop, and now a new incarnation here, a business called Juice Jar. A really, really cool business, all grounded in health and wellness. Originally started in Belfast, and I'm joined now by the founder, Mr. Sam Shepherd, the CEO of the group. You were in the Royal Marines. I know you're a highly decorated man. Tell us a little bit about how you got started and then how you ended up here.
Yeah, Bobby, as you've rightly pointed out, it's a bit of a different background for most going into hospitality. And I think, to be brutally honest, the hospitality came to me because of the low barriers to entry. It was easy to get into. It was a way for me to get home out of London, having done 7 years with the Royal Marines, two tours of Afghanistan, one of Iraq. I then joined a hedge fund and did 2 years there, getting to see how the real world works and cash flows and money. And then my wife decided that she wanted to move back to Northern Ireland. So I needed a way to, you know, find myself in a role and a job that I loved. And so I was passionate about health and wellness. I've lived my whole life, you know, trying to be fit and healthy and look after myself. It was an obvious choice to me and something that I felt we were lacking in Belfast at the time. So we started our first shop in 2019. And we're today about to expand to our ninth shop. So pretty proud and happy of all of that.
Fantastic. And if you say you started in 2019, then you had the horror and the difficulty around COVID, must have upset your initial plans.
Yeah, look, we were 3 months into trade when that hit. But I think, to be totally honest, Bobby, it probably made us as a brand in a way, because you got to remember at this point, I've moved back from London. I've put my whole life on the line, given personal guarantees against leases. All of our savings, private money, our loans were up against this business, and it had to work. So when the government came along and said, you've got to close, we essentially turned into a delivery business, doing all of our business. When almost all of the competition was closed, we were still operating away. And that was me in a van driving around, delivering juices to people's houses. But also, you've got to remember, COVID has hit, and people are now thinking heavily about their own health and wellness. Yeah. And so out the back of COVID then, we saw this huge uptake of, you know, people focusing on their health. The more I talked about health and wellness, the more people wanted to be a part of it. And we've really then just grown off the back of that.
So how do you trade sort of credibly in this space? Because, you know, you have to be, the consumer knows, or ultimately they'll find out if you're genuine to your values, if you are producing things that don't have sugar, that really are healthy. There needs to be a real honesty and transparency about this business.
Yeah, I think, like, first and foremost, we're a social business these days. You know, social media has really taken to the fore, and we don't have to do a whole lot in that space to explain who we are and what we do. It's a bit like Steve Jobs. My brother said this to me the other day. He's like, let your product speak for itself. Yeah. So you should know when you come in and taste, like, our acai, we make in-house fresh every single day. We put videos of that up online. You can see the guys and girls making it in the shop, in the venue. And all we do is literally add strawberries, bananas, and acai and serve it to the customer. And I can name you potentially one other shop in all of Ireland that I know of that does it in that way. And it's been that way for a decade in Australia, for example. Whereas at the moment we have this proliferation of, you know, homogenous fatty foods, high sugar content, maybe masquerading as health foods, but not necessarily, you know, just growing everywhere. And that's the only real choice that customers have. So I think Dubliners are clued into that straight away. And that's why you see the likes of Sprout just down the road, you know, expanding rapidly in that space, because people know, look, it's salad served in front of them and made to order.
Your first site in Dublin on Dawson Street is a bit of a statement. It's a beautiful building. It's a big site. It's deep. It's got high ceilings, and it does really give you a good platform to launch, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, we saw that in Belfast from the early days. I risked it all in terms of, we turned up right in the city centre. You know, besides City Hall in Belfast, we paid high rent. We had a high fit-out cost. We've got a mezzanine floor in there overlooking the entire shop. It really does feel a bit different to the norm. And that's worked well for us. So we tried to essentially emulate that model where we have a, you know, a main flagship store and then smaller satellite stores out and around it. And so in Dublin here at the moment, we're about to open, you know, a 5-minute walk from here on Ainger Street, for example. And we would call that a sort of smaller satellite store where potentially the money may well be better in terms of turnover and profit. But this one really sets a statement and sets a standard.
So that's the hub and spoke model, which I know well, which it was operated by Pret a Manger and Manny, where you've got your engine in one shop and it feeds three or four others.
Yeah, the difference there is, though, that we have been able to, like I said, we make everything on site. So we've actually, although it's hub and spoke in a sense, we actually make the acai and the products in every store every day. So that allowed us at an early stage to go, like our third shop, for example, was in Bristol in England, and that still remains to this day, trading for 3 years. And we were able to do that because very quickly we can just pick where do we want to go, plop down there with all of our equipment, and off we go. We're at the races. We don't need this huge logistical model in place behind it all. Where the likes of Boojum out of Belfast, it's maybe taken them a decade to get up to that point where they expanded into England, but they had to do five at once. We've had the beauty where we can just go do one, test the water and see how it goes.
What are your own thoughts around expansion then? Is it going to be home stores? Are you looking at franchising? What do you feel is the best model for you?
I think, look, hospitality is really difficult at the moment. The numbers, you know, having spent 2 years at a hedge fund, the numbers don't necessarily stack up right now in terms of a good return for any investors. That being said, there is some space for brands to come through. So if you can build a strong brand that people want to be associated with and be a part of, that may well prove to be very valuable going forward. But I think at this moment in time, we're just going to focus on some big cities. You know, what I'm hearing from, you know, guys in the fund world who are, you know, potentially putting up money into businesses in the hospitality space is that, you know, London, Dublin, those are the places to be, you know, high footfall, high turnover of customer and a real interest in health and wellness. Whereas, you know, some of the sort of more, what's the word, outside of the city centre areas, like
suburban,
there we go, you've got it. The suburban areas, although we're seeing great success there, it might be that, you know, in the long run, that's not a safe and sustainable model. But we'll see. Look, I don't know is the honest truth. I think we've got two more shops in the pipeline, and that's more than enough for me to get stuck into for now and then look at, you know, is there another way to go or a way to finance this thing going forward?
What is the whole thing about acai, the whole craze? What is it that's making particularly young people flock to this product?
Well, I think TikTok is probably the answer to that. You know, we have been doing this for 6 years. I had the fortune of working for an Australian billionaire for a number of years, and everyone in Australia was eating this a decade ago. It was everywhere. And so I wanted to bring that home to Belfast 6 years ago and recreate the beauty and what I saw that they were doing over there in making it fresh on site every day. And the reason for it is, it's simply put, it's a superfood. It's high in omega-3, high in omega-6. It has fats in there, low sugar content. So it's a really healthy, natural, nutrient-dense food that you can feed your body and essentially, you know, get the benefit of.
So I'm still here with Sam Shepherd from Juice Jar. We've gone back a house now, and we're in the bowels of the operation here at the back of 51A Dawson Street, and he's going to show me how all this acai is actually produced. So over to you, Sam.
So we just use this gigantic RoboCoot Blixer, which is a 20-litre machine that essentially mixes up your frozen acai,
right,
frozen strawberries, raw bananas and apple juice, and that's it.
So where does the açaí come from?
We import this direct from Brazil. So there's really only five producers in Brazil in the world then that produce this stuff. And this is just pure açaí with a little tiny bit of essentially lemon juice to keep it from any bad bacteria growing on the journey over from Brazil.
Okay, so it goes into the raw wokou. And then what are we going to add?
We're going to add frozen strawberries, raw bananas, and a little bit of juiced apple juice. And that's it. Mix it up and it's ready to go.
Let's do that, so. Sam has just shown me the açaí now that has now been made here at the back of the shop in Dawson Street. I'm just going to taste a small bit of it, if I may, Sam. It's a beautiful colour, isn't it? Let's just talk about the colour first before I taste it.
Well, the açaí itself is almost like a brown, dark purple, very deep. And when you add some strawberry and banana, it lightens it up slightly. So I think in Dublin, they call this a smoothie bowl officially. So yeah. We're actually giving you a smoothie bowl here, but we're very proud about what ours is in terms of no additives, no carrageenan, no guar gum, no xanthan, no sugar. You know, very few places do that.
Mmm, that's really, really nice and really refreshing. It's not quite frozen, it's just half frozen. It's sort of semi-frozen.
Exactly, and look, there's obviously a bit of a knack there in terms of getting it to the right consistency without using anything to, you know, either bring down that freezing point or bring it up potentially. So, look, we have a task on our hands every day of trying to make enough of this for the store to operate successfully and then not have it over-freezing in a freezer if we've made too much, for example, or indeed doing the opposite and turning into some sort of a vegetable or fruit soup.
Yeah, okay. It's a beautifully tasting product, and everything is made here on site. So the business is Juice Jar. It's here on Dawson Street, soon to be on Anger Street. And my guest today was Sam Shepherd. Sam, pleasure to meet you. I'm wishing you every success with the business.
Bobby, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
There are millions of podcasts out there, and you've chosen this one. Whether you're a regular or just here on a whim, it's what you have chosen to listen to. With Yotto, your kids can have the same choice. Yotto is a screen-free, ad-free audio player. With hundreds of Yotto cards, there are stories, music, and podcasts like this one, but for kids. Just slot a card into the player and let the adventure begin. Check out YotoPlay.com.